Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
She recently underwent a liver transplant, and now a New Jersey woman is back in the hospital recovering from a broken leg. Police say she was injured in a fight after asking another woman to wear her mask properly. This happened Wednesday afternoon at a Staples store in Hackensack. Cops say the suspect left the store after the fight and has yet to be found, but she was caught on surveillance video. You can see that footage at 1010winds.com. The victim says she'll now have to undergo a new surgery to have a steel plate inserted into her knee. We got way more info today from Mayor de Blasio on the city's plan to reopen schools come September.
The essence of this plan is safety for everyone. And I need people to hear that because I know there's tremendous concern out there. But whether you're a student, parent, educator, staff member, your safety is the essence of this plan.
Well, today's the deadline to get that plan to Governor Cuomo, who will make the final decision. Masks will be free and mandatory, and there will be social distancing. All staff to be tested before school starts. If anyone gets sick, the classroom will be shut down for disinfection, and all other kids in that class will have to self-quarantine for 14 days. Two or more confirmed cases would trigger the closure of the entire school building, with everyone moved to online instruction while contact tracers do their thing. Also today, the mayor noted that schools will only reopen at all if the city infection rate is below 3%. It currently is. Well, the mayor today insisted,
we've made it an absolute cardinal rule that all these specific plans have been talked through with the teachers' union constantly.
Okay, well, it's not clear then why UFT President Michael Mulgrew issued a statement saying the guidelines don't go far enough. Among other things, he said there needs to be randomized testing throughout the year with a 24-hour turnaround time. And he notes that even with that in place, the union still has, quote, grave concerns about the city's ability to enforce rules effectively in every school. A House subcommittee on the coronavirus heard today from Dr. Anthony Fauci and other top health experts. Dr. Fauci said the spikes we're seeing across the country is because everyone has not followed their advice.
There were some states that did it very well, and there are some states that did not. And when I say did not, I mean, you know, we put out, as Ranking Member Scalise mentioned, the guidelines of a gateway, phase one, phase two, phase three. Some were followed very carefully and some were not.
Including, he went on to say, wearing masks, social distancing, etc., which has now led to the massive spikes that we are seeing. He then later had this testy exchange with Ohio Republican Jim Jordan, who pressed Fauci to say whether he thought protesters should be cleared from the streets because they're gathering in large groups.
I don't know how many times I can answer that. I'm not going to opine on limiting anything. I'm just going to tell you.
You've opined on a lot of things, Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, but I've never
this
said
this is something that directly impacts the spread of the virus, yeah. And I'm asking your position on the protest.
Yeah, I'm not going to opine on limiting anything. I'm telling you what it is, the danger. And you can make your own conclusion about that.
Do you see the inconsistency, though, Dr. Fauci?
There's no inconsistency, Congressman.
Dr. Fauci did say he's cautiously optimistic about having a vaccine by the new year. And he did mention a website, coronaviruspreventionnetwork.org, where people can register yourself to participate in a trial. 1010 Winds has been checking in throughout the pandemic with Holy Name Hospital in Teaneck, and our Glenn Shuck has an update.
On this last day of July, currently four coronavirus patients here at Holy Name. They have not seen any spike the last couple of weeks, but as they prepare for a possible surge, Chief Medical Officer Dr. Adam Jarrett tells me they want to avoid one of the issues they had when they were the first hot spot of the crisis in March, and that would be staffing.
So we are very concerned for another wave, that we could be in the same situation where staffing is a real problem. We've actually started to work with a company that's a not-for-profit, really doing this out of the goodness of their heart. They're called ConnectedCOVID.com, and we were the first hospital to sign up with them. And essentially, it's a match.com for hospitals and providers who want to help if there's another surge.
Now, how does it work?
Physicians, nurses, techs put their names in. Hospitals do the same. And it essentially acts as a meeting place for hospitals that may need help if there's another surge.
Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here in Teaneck.
Well, it appears this week is going to end without a deal on a new stimulus package. This is not good news for millions of Americans who've been relying on the $600 enhanced unemployment benefit to make ends meet during the pandemic. The White House chief of staff today said Republicans have presented multiple options during talks with Democratic leaders.
Those four different offers have been actually rejected. But more importantly than that, they've not even been countered with a proposal.
One of those Democratic leaders, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, accused the GOP of entering the talks with their priorities out of whack.
They distrust American workers. They're condescending and disrespectful of the needs of America's working families.
Discussions are still ongoing. Cops are on the case on Manhattan's Upper West Side, where a man died after what appeared to be a fall off a fire escape.
The building super says security cameras show the victim entering his apartment with another man who didn't leave until after the incident.
The guy who he came in with at 11:45 is seen leaving the apartment.
Police sources say the fire escape drop appears to be suspicious, even though the victim was seen going out on the fire escape from time to time to catch a smoke. Fire escape is in the back alley of 178 West 81st Street. Hours later, there was still a pool of blood beneath it. Meanwhile, the victim's being remembered as someone who cared about others and was active in the Black Lives Matter protests.
Times that I had the pleasure of talking with him out here or whatever, he was an upbeat guy. He, you know, great spirit, was about equality, was about the right thing.
Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on the Upper West Side.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.